Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim Kal Tezayin. We're still in Siman Aleph. We're all the way at the end. So the Chayyadim says that this problem of eating and drinking before davening is davka kashashoisa bederek gaiva b'taifa. A person is eating or drinking in a way where he's acting, he's indulging himself. And he's saying that I'm a chashav, a person, I have a right to indulge myself. So there's element of gaiva and taiva involved in what he's doing. A person can drink water, vite, vikava, tea or and coffee, beloit sukr v'chola, without adding anything to flavor to make it kashmak. So derech taiva and gaiva is aser, but not derech taiva and gaiva is mutter. So why is this? It says lo shechol adam. So what's the difference whether it's derech taiva or gaiva? So the Mara brings another pasuk. So we mentioned in the beginning there's a third issue over here. It's the pasuk says, "Oy si hishlach the acharei gevech," that the pasuk, the Navi, this is Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yudalad, that the Navi complains in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Bereshim says that I HaKadosh, Hashem is talking, hishlach, that you have thrown me acharei gevech, after your gaiva. So Chazal understand that what the person is doing over here is first the achash and his goyas, that after this person is, as it were, indulging himself and strutting around like a peacock, how important he is, then he goes to seek the Kadosh Baruch Hu. See, we put the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, we throw him behind. We go first and the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes second. So Chazal understands this pasuk is coming to clarify that the iser of eating and drinking before davening is only in an oifen where it's considered derech gaiva. And therefore, something which is not derech gaiva, water, tea or without sugar or honey, coffee without sugar or milk, is not considered derech gaiva, it's going to be mutter. Now, he says the following, but if a person is eating or drinking something because he needs it for his health, or he finds that he cannot focus, cannot be miyashav daitoi, unless he eats or drinks, so then he's not doing it because of his gaiva, he's doing it because he wants to daven, but he has a health reason why he's doing it, or he finds it difficult to focus. So that's mutter. So therefore, if a person would, not only if he's eating a medication, but even a food, if a person needs that because he feels weak, and he cannot daven otherwise, so that's mutter. And therefore, so here the Chayyadim says the point which you mentioned from the Shabur before, actually quotes the name of the Chayyadim, first it gets up early, even though Ramachar on the Zohar, he says, Mishmur says it's preferable. The Chayyadim seems to accept it more than just preferable. But our person is going to be weak and won't be able to learn, so that he's allowed to eat in that situation. So we have people take coffee with sugar and with milk. So the modern person can say that nowadays it's become so common to have sugar and milk that it's not considered gaiva anymore, derech gaiva. That's the only way we're comfortable taking coffee. We need the coffee to help us daven. So that's mutter. And the only way a person is able to take coffee is with sugar and milk. So a person would do that. That's going to be mutter. That being said, it would be very hard to be matur having a fancy cup of coffee before davening, and a person can just have a basic cup, because this person can't have this fancy cappuccino type of coffee because he enjoys it. So then already it's a question of indulging himself, and that would be a problem of and therefore a problem of losechol adam. But a very basic cup of coffee with some, pouring in large amounts of sugar, the same issue, and large amounts of cream, again, the same issue, but a person is just having a basic cup of coffee, that's going to be mutter. So Paisim extend this even to nowadays, to having something other than water, a person would have some orange juice, Ravadia holds his mutter, etc., all based on this idea that we're not doing derech gaiva anymore. For us, that's just the standard way that we drink these type of things. Riyashav also seemed to hold that oranges would be mutter. It's not considered even a mashkakal, like a soda. I would not suggest that a person should do those the chachila. If preferable, a person should drink water. If they need to drink something before davening, they should drink water. But a person who would find that he cannot misyashav daito, some people find that they cannot be misyashav daito, they don't absorb water well to hydrate themselves unless they have some other type of sugar in it, etc. So those people can be makel. I do want to point out that tomorrow Shir will clarify this last point some more. Mishabura has some things to add to this halacha.